Welcome to the Pokemon Podcast, Episode 4. And if you found us through VideoJug, we've moved. We're no longer at the Anime Watch site anymore. We have now moved to our own brand spankin' new Pokemon episode guide. So we're still under the Creative and Culture channel, so if you didn't find us through that way and you're looking for us, then either search for the Pokemon Episode Guide, the Pokemon Podcast, or my author name, Drama Watcher, and that should take you to our new home. We're on Episode 4, Challenge of the Samurai. There's a whole lot of recap for this episode. Did we need that? I think we did not. And the narrator sounds really pleased about Ash's first capture. This is in English, by the way. But at least, you know, he's invested in Ash's journey. Like, it's good when your narrator cares about what you're going through. So, Ash and his company are traveling through the Viridian Forest, still chugging along, and Ash finds a Weedle. Actually, Misty is the one who finds the Weedle, and it's her fear of bugs and horror movie-esque screaming that gets Ash's attention. Yes, in the Viridian Forest, everyone can hear you scream. It is not only drawing the attention of Ash, but also of some strange kid in full Japanese samurai armor. He's looking for Ash. Apparently, Ash can't perform under pressure, or Weedles are still too much for him, and the bug escapes. Ash, of course, blames the samurai, and the samurai, of course, decides to battle. While Ash's Pokemon journey is important and all, I want to pull back and take a look at Pikachu through all this, who was much more inclined to take a nap than do Ash's bidding. They're friends, it seems, but their relationship is still rocky, and Pikachu's just not into this whole Pokemon mastery thing. It kind of makes me feel bad for Ash, because as annoying as he can be in some of these earlier episodes, he loves Pikachu to death. Remember episode 1, literally, till death does them part. And he really, truly wants to make this work. But Pikachu's making him work for it, like some high-maintenance girlfriend. Or maybe Ash is the needy girlfriend. Wow, the relationship gets more screwed up the more I talk. Back to the Pokemon battle. Samurai Boy wins one round, Ash wins the other, and the tiebreaker is Metapod versus Metapod. Not the battle of the century there. You know, in the games, whenever that happened to me, in the Viridian Forest usually, like, I'd just leave, run away. All they can ever do is harden against each other over and over and over. Misty and Pikachu are suntanning and wondering if the match will ever finish, and yes, it potentially could if, like the game, they'll eventually be unable to use Harden anymore and start using Struggle, that attack that all Pokemon have when they run out of attacks. But that doesn't bode well for Ash, since his Metapod was already weakened. Saving us from several hours of Harden, a flock of Beedrill come by. Technically, this is Ash's first fair battle, so it's sad that it was cut short. The group is forced to run to safety, but Metapod is taken. I'm a little surprised that this even happened, and I'm going to chalk it up to Ash's beginning idiocy, and that it's needed to further the plot. To save some of Ash's dignity, he was thundershocked and dragged by Misty, so it's not like he completely ran away and left Metapod behind. And this is still a growing time for Ash, where he's, you know, learning about himself and what he will and won't do, the lengths he's prepared to go to. I would like to point out that this is the other way that the first episode with the Spearows could have gone, and probably the outcome Pikachu expected for himself. And so it's interesting to me that Pikachu was in Misty's running away camp and didn't even spare a wistful glance for Metapod under the act of running for their lives. I guess it's a learning point for Pikachu, too, on this master thing, but it's sad that he doesn't expect anything less from Ash and the rest of the humans, even after the past three episodes. But there's an interesting moment after the excitement has died down, where Pikachu watches Ash being frustrated with himself for what's happened. Penny for his thoughts. Samurai mentions that he's fought all the other three Pallet Town trainers, and Gary included, and has been eagerly preparing for the day to fight the fourth, which begs the question, how long has Ash been in this stupid forest?
Preparing for the day kind of implies that it's been a while.
Ash's name in the scene is also seen to be written on his sleeping bag. Satoshi. Aw, his mom sews his name onto his possessions. Or can you buy them in the store like that? Like there's one for every kid's name? And next morning, Q, Team Rocket, and the motto while Ash is off trying to save Metapod. And Ash interrupts the motto, but it's all in vain, and the Beedrill wake up anyway. Ash tries to take advantage of the situation to rescue Metapod and reveals that he doesn't have Pikachu with him. Why not? Does he think Pikachu wouldn't help? Or is he so ashamed of himself that he won't drag Pikachu along while he tries to clean up his own messes? Anyway, Ash makes it to the tree where Metapod is, and with Team Rocket sort of serving as an unwilling diversion, but Metapod is understandably hurt about being left behind and won't get into the Pokeball. So the episode one parallel continues with Ash having to pick up Metapod and run for it. Ash, along the way, tries to rationalize that it's not his fault that this happened, but after he trips, he finally gets the guilt off his chest, and he admits that it was his fault, that he made a mistake that shouldn't have happened, and thus the most committed vow since Bruce Wayne decided to go into vigilantism. No more excuses, no more running away. Misty, Pikachu, and Samurai show up just as Ash is about to get gored to death by a Beedrill, and does Pikachu sound worried? Oh. Metapod decides that Ash has had enough of the guilt trip and jumps into battle. After defeating the Beedrill, he evolves into Butterfree. And again, in these earlier episodes, it's very similar to the way they evolve in nature, caterpillars into butterfly, like the kind of breaking out of the cocoon or the chrysalis. Whereas, you know, in later episodes, they'll kind of just flash the light and evolve like every other Pokemon. For some reason, after Butterfree evolves, I kind of really like Veronica Taylor's line reading. Like, one word. But it kind of did something for me. Anyway, they win the battle, and full of jubilation and happy laughter, they continue on through the forest. A couple notes about the episode. It was banned in South Korea due to cultural reasons. A samurai in full regalia still carries a lot of weight in Korea, I guess. And there's a lot of tension between those two countries. And the Indigo series isn't really known for tactfully bridging cultures, which will no doubt be a future issue in this podcast. Team Rocket does not do much in this episode but be annoying and driving through the forest in their cardboard tank. I guess it's the first point where they start hinting that they're broke along with their other faults. Other notable things. Puns abound in this episode. Well, every episode, actually. But the Caterpie joke comes in, and Ash in a cow suit, and I can't imagine the hoops they had to jump through in the writing process to get that pun to translate and not look stupid. But they pulled it off, and actually, you know what? I kind of like it. It's endearing. Both the Japanese pun and the English one. Basically, anything reason you have to get Ash in a cow suit is kind of endearing. Finally, why can't we meet this kid in the game? Samurai, I mean. I ran into slightly normal bug catchers, though the term is loose. But never was I accosted by a bug catcher who moonlighted as a samurai. They should have trotted it out for Pokemon Yellow, that's all I'm saying. But thank you for listening to the show! And as always, you can find this podcast at www.peekapeepodcast.blogspot.com. You can also visit us at our VideoJug page, which is at www.videojugpages.com/sites/3844. Or you can enter in the search engine Pokemon Episode Guide, our new site, Pokemon Podcast, or my author name, Drama Watcher, and it should take you right to it. Or you can click on the Creative and Culture channel and scroll down. We're usually on the first page. So please come and visit at the site and drop a comment if you have anything to say, if you liked the podcast, if you hate it, if you have suggestions or comments. Our next episode will be number 5, Showdown at Pewter City, and we really hope to hear from you. In the meantime, have a great day, everybody. Gotta catch 'em all.